Nirvishesha Unyavari Paskatyade Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to introduce to you one part of this festival, that is the Japa and Kirtan workshop. You will learn in this workshop three dimensions of chanting. We will go deeper when we enter the first dimension of chanting. We will go even deeper when we enter the second dimension of chanting. And when we are in the third dimension of chanting, we are in samadhi. We are very deep. So before starting, I must say, because a few, we are just, this is the first workshop here in our computer. So, to start with our workshop, I must tell you what is the difference between a workshop and a class. In a workshop, we basically apply, we basically do work. That's the idea of a workshop. We learn techniques and skills, which I will introduce to you, and then we immediately apply them. This means for this workshop we will learn to meditate a little bit. We will do japa meditations. The purpose of a lecture is basically twofold, a very practical thing. In a lecture we just give informations, and then the second purpose in a lecture is to really touch the heart with Krishna's presence. It says that by listening regularly to the Bhagavatam and serving a devotee, one comes to a platform which is called bhakti, without you know, decline, unshakable bhakti. So hearing a lecture is not just learning information, it is feeling that the experience of purifying our consciousness and experiencing bhakti. However, a workshop is, we just want to do exercises and then we want to experience bhakti. Not so much by the information, but by the work which we do. All right, this having been said, I want to start with a simple exercise where you can experience the meaning of transcendental sound vibration, and where you can also enter a deeper dimension in your chanting. This is our tune-in exercise, and for this I request you to sit tall. We will not be able to take notes during this exercise. We will just tune in. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, when we chant It is often experienced that our mind goes all over the place. We are inattentive, disturbed, and not really in connection with the sound vibration. When Prabhupada was asked once how we should chant, he answered in a very practical way that we should just listen, and that would control the mind. So we will do this now. We will take one name of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the name Ram, and we will just try to listen. Please sit tall, and just for a moment, watch your breath. The breathing comes into your nostrils, and the breathing or the breath comes out of your nostrils. Just watch how the breath enters within to your body and then leaves your body. Now I request you to deepen your exhale, that is, get everything out, please. Very deep exhales. It's a little pranayama, a very simple one. Very deep exhales. Now, with your consciousness, as you keep on breathing, go to the area of the heart. Imagine that your body is like a temple in which you, the soul, reside in the area of the heart. The place where you sit down is the bottom of this temple. Go from your heart to this bottom of the temple of your body and repeat after me the sacred syllable Ram. I will first chant it alone and then we will all chant it together. First alone, where you just listen, and all together. Ram. Listen much better. Ah. Now we will go a little higher. We will go to the heart area. And as we go to the heart area, we will place the syllable Ram there. And we will listen much better. We will become just ears. I will chant one time the syllable Ram alone, and then we will all chant it together four times. Sound. We will actually now place the syllable Ram into the head area where all our thoughts are, or where the mind is thinking so much. And we will really chant five times there. I will chant one time alone. And then we chant all together. Chant a very powerful mantra which all of you know. It's the name Gauranga. I will once chant it alone, and then we will chant it together six times. At this time we really try that all our attention is only fixed on the sound. We will not observe the breathing. We will not observe our mind. We will just very devotedly bring all our attention to the sound. Gauranga. Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Two, we will raise our hands and very loudly chant Gauranga. Full surrender. Gauranga. One more time. Gauranga. We can rub our hands, put them on the eyes, and then move them away from the eyes and look into our hands as if we see them for the first time. Hare Krishna, you guys were excellent. Full focus, it's on. Can you see that the atmosphere is a little different? Do you feel a little bit more peaceful, maybe? Yes. This is the power of transcendental sound. If we can listen and pay attention to it. We will learn in this workshop three steps which will help us to listen better. The first is the physical dimension. One second, I have to ask what my secretary wants. When we chant, we want to use body, mind and heart in the chanting. Let us start with our body. For the body, it is very important to have the right posture. Prabhupada once told my brother, who was sitting like this, that this was not correct. Prabhupada would sit up on the Vyasasan and say, don't sit like this. Why did Prabhupada sometimes also interrupt the japa chanting with his devotees and say, sit properly? The answer is that posture very much influences our consciousness. When you are sitting like this, it's easy to be depressed and mental. Mentalni. When you sit, however, like this, open your arms, you're more happy, you're more strong. People, once a very sad man came to a holy man and said, like, oh, I'm feeling so depressed. Oh, my wife left me. Oh, life is miserable. The holy man didn't answer. He just also said like this. And after some time he said, it works! I also feel depressed. It works! Sit, therefore, my dear devotees, sit tall. How do we sit tall? We start with the with our sitting place. I call it like this. I don't know. In English, we would say bottom. Is it? Do we call it the bottom? Is it an? Is it a bad word or is it? Is it okay to use? It's okay. No, it's not. I don't want to learn obscene London slang. So then, you bring your hip a little bit forward, and you just sit tall. You can roll your shoulders a little bit back, like, no, like this. Bring them up, and then roll them back. Then automatically, everything raises. This is the posture of the body, but there is also something like the right posture of the lips. Yes? Prabhupada used to say, when you chant, you should not slur the sound. Do you understand? Slur? It should. Slur means. It's not. You should pronounce the syllables of the holy name properly, using both upper lip and lower lip. This is a physical dimension of chanting, where you produce the sound just in a very, very accurate way. I request you to chant with me very strongly in the physical dimension. I will just say the mantra one time, and then you will say it together with me. Sit properly and pronounce it with your voice very nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Watch my lips. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Physical dimension means also the proper time. Do you have any idea what is the best time for chanting? Brahma Muhurta. Why is it the best time? Any reason? A lot of people don't know. When you don't know something during the workshop, just immediately go, what's that, please? No? Yes, no restriction. It's impolite if you're silent and not say. Brahma Muhurta are the early hours in the morning. It starts 45 minutes before sunrise, usually. It is a very peaceful time in the atmosphere where the chanting goes well. So you can either chant your rounds in the Brahma Muhurta. If that's too early for the London Pandava Sena, then do it in the morning before you do other things. Like before you go to school or university. Why? Because the mind is still clear. It's easier to concentrate the mind if it's not so full. Another good time is when you come home to your house after you have done work, then you can take a shower. Water washes not only the sweat from the body, but it also makes the mind quite clear. Have we noticed this when we take a shower, how fresh we feel? Have you noticed? It's amazing, isn't it? So all these are physical dimensions of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Shri Shri Govinda Chandra Ki Jai. A very interesting exercise which I would like to do with you now is, because some of you are still a little tired, I would like to show you how the physical dimension can influence the mind. Please raise your hands like this and bring the arms quite back. We will hold the arms for about 3 minutes like this. It's and you will see something. No problem. You will see something. As we are sitting, I would like you to close the eyes and chant with me in one voice the Hare Krishna mantra. Apply what you have learned till now. You have learned what? To listen to the sound, posture, and the lips. Huh? You can do it. Don't worry, strong man. And do it now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Full surrender. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. Arms down and just sit. Please sit tall. Just observe what is going on in the body. Now softly, very softly, as I will do, guide you. We will chant again. I will one time chant alone, then we chant all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The physical dimension of chanting is important. Things like sit properly, the correct pronunciation, the right time, and listening to the mantra is important. But there is something which is more important, which goes deeper, and that is to be fully attentive while we chant the Maha Mantra, to concentrate our mind, to focus it, to make it a friend, to make it into our, to bring it to full cooperation. We will learn how to do this now as we enter the next dimension of chanting, the dimension where we use our mind. Let me tell you before I start about the powers of the mind. Once there was a sadhu, a saint. He was known to cure people. He came once to Mother Ganga, and there he met a dying man, a pilgrim. This pilgrim, do we know pilgrim in Spanish? Pilgrim, huh? This pilgrim had gone to the Ganga and had taken his bath in the Ganga. So as he was standing in the Ganga, he took his hands, he cupped them, and he took a little bit water of Mother Ganga, and as it is customary, he waved the water in a worshipful circle, and then gave the Ganga's water back to Mother Ganga. The idea is, Mother Ganga, I don't have anything, I'm poor, please accept your own glories, I take your water and give back your water. I'm so poor, I only have what you give me. So as he was doing this three times, the last time he wanted to take a zip of water, but as he was zipping the water, it appeared to him that he drank with the water a tadpole. A tadpole is a young frog, you know, which... what? How do we say? Yes, Huenuchacho, it sounds correct, yes. In Yugoslavian language, the word is Purno Glavats, Puna Glavats, and in German, Kaulquappe. So in English, it's tadpole, and in Spanish, it is? Yes, you say it very correctly. So, he was totally upset. He thought, I came to Mother Ganga. I'm a lifelong vegetarian. Now I have become a meat eater. And this thought disturbed him so much that he had become a meat eater on the sacred pilgrimage that he had a heart failure. He just lay down on the ground and he started to die. The people came by and said, why are you so sick? And he said, I became a meat eater. I am a vegetarian lifelong and I'm going to pilgrimage and then I'm drinking this. Yes. The people said, there are no glachos in the Ganga, they can't swim in such a strong current. They only stay in the ponds, the pukurs. But somehow he had, I can only say it in English, the tadpole, this young small frog, in his mind. And because it was in his mind, he just could not get it out of the mind, and he was really in the process of dying. So they got the saint, Sadhu Maharaj, can you please help? And the sadhu went to the dying man and said, be intelligent, vomit. Maybe it still lives. You know what is vomit? Get it out. Huh? So the man was putting his, I don't want to do it before the deities, you know, put his finger inside and then rum, everything came out and while everything came out, the sadhu had a little pot like I have here, and inside the pot he had a little toto glacho, you know, a little tadpole, and he just, while it was coming out, he just secretly, you know, just, whoop, oh sorry, he just threw the tadpole into the, you know, we don't want to say it like this, you know what I mean, huh? Into the liquid, it was swimming there, and he said to the man, "You are very fortunate. The Dudu Racho still lives. It still lives. We have saved." And immediately his heart disease was cured. He came out. Wow! Then the saint said, "Take the tadpole and please bring it to the next pond. Don't bring it to the Mother Ganga. There it will die. Bring it to the next pond. And then you will be very happy." So the man, the pilgrim, took it and brought it to the pond and was very happy and free from heart problems. My dear devotees, we laugh about this story, but this is our story. So often we have a concept, a mental thing in our mind, and this concept totally ruins our life. I'm not good enough. I'm too tall, or I'm too small, or I'm too big, or I'm too thin, or I am just not good enough. You know, people, psychology has found out there are 33,000 thoughts every day in the mind. And most of these thoughts are not at all helpful for us. They are disturbing us. Especially when we try to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Do you sometimes feel how the mind puts in the same thing? I'm not good enough, I'm too tall, I'm too small, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm, you know, all these things, huh? He doesn't like me, he thinks I'm an idiot, and so on and so on. Always the same thing. Hare Krishna Pujariji, thank you. Shishi. Prahlad Nisingadeva ki jay. Thank you. So when we want to chant properly, my dear devotees, we must learn to stop the foolish mind. Do you agree? Or let us say it much better. When we want to chant properly, we have to learn to focus our mind into the sound vibration. The scriptures say we should wait a minute. The mantra should come into our mind, and the mind should come into the mantra. It should become one. Like salt goes into the potato. So in the same way, the mantra goes into the mind. And then some very good taste comes into the mind. Oh, I like this chanting so much. Oh, have you ever been concentrated in chanting and experienced how nice the Hare Krishna mantra is? Have you? I think every one of us has full experience of this. Because when the mantra goes into our mind, a very sweet spiritual taste comes. Our mind feels so well, we forget, I'm too tall, I'm too small, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too... We begin to think Krishna. Full attention. I would like to now do a little exercise with you to teach you the art of full attention. Are you ready for some more meditation? See? See? Do we say see in... What? In Spanish we say see?
Si.
What?
Chi.
Si. Si. Like chi energy. Si, si, acha. Si, si. Why not chi? Si, si, si. Alright. More meditation. My dear devotees, again sit tall like you have learned it. And again, and this time I request you to really breathe out very deeply. Inhale. Deep exhales and deep inhales, yes? Breathe out, and while you breathe out, think, I know that I am breathing out. Whenever you breathe out, think, I'm breathing out, and I know that I am breathing out. Add to this the following simple meditation. Whenever you breathe in and think to yourself, I'm breathing in and I know that I'm breathing in. We try to breathe in and out without making any sound. Now go into the heart area and simply think, I am. I am. Next meditation. Go into the heart area and think, I am eternal. How does it feel to be eternal? No birth, no death. Just being eternal. Now go deeper. Think, I am eternally a part of Krishna. I am eternally a part of Krishna. And from this place, we will chant now. We will not use a madanga. Our idea is to just meditate that I am eternally a part of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
The idea of this exercise is to just take the mind and concentrate it very deeply, very deeply it should be concentrated on the sound vibration. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This was easy. Now the challenge will come. To be present in what we do is so absolutely important. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, most of the people are never present to what they do. It's almost as if there's light in the house, you know, the consciousness is there, but the person is not there. He's gone on a walk somewhere. People are so distracted, and people live in an age of distraction. Just a few weeks, just 1 week ago, I was going with one devotee with his new car. And the new car would always, you know, there was all of a sudden TV came on, chup. Then sound came on, music came on, then the route came on, then the navigation system came on. I said, I will take a hammer and destroy your foolish thing. We want to talk. The modern civilization, the modern man, a modern woman, always is so distracted. The mind is never inside. The mind is always outside, in some hearing something from outside, seeing films, movies, discotheques. You know, all the time people have to. Have you noticed how much they put importance on their outside? How the frisura is. Frisura, you know, what is it? Haircut. Sometimes this, sometimes go up, sometimes it has to go down, sometimes it has to go to the side, sometimes it has to go to planet Mars, you know. People are so absolutely outwardly looking. In Sanskrit you call this Bahir Mukha. Mukha means the face, and bahya means it's turned outside. When you want to become Krishna conscious, you have to become antarmukha. That is, you have to go a little bit inside. And we will now practice this. Are you ready?
Yes.
No problem?
No.
Good. We will do something which sounds as simple as eating a potato. But it is as difficult as lifting the Himalayan mountains. We will concentrate on one mantra. How many mantras do we chant for one round? 108. Have you counted it? 108 times we chant. We have these beads, and they help us. Now, how many rounds we ideally chant? 16. But, you know, because some of us are starting, don't faint. It's good if you start with one round or two round regularly. That's good enough for starters. Huh? The main thing is during this round to what? Yes, during chanting, what do you think is the most important?
Attention.
Listening attentively. Huh? How many mantras do you think does an ordinary chanter of Hare Krishna listen to attentively? Let me ask this for you. Who of you chants regularly some rounds? Now, please think about your round for a moment. How much do you think you hear of that? I'm not talking of what is in the email, pling, 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 pling. Telephone, ring, ring, finally someone phones me, good, you know. I'm really speaking now of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How much do you think? 3 or 4 mantras? You are a glorious saint amongst the Hare Krishna movement. Half a mantra sometimes. Yes. Our mind, you know, our mind, rascal mind, is always in the past. What happened? What happened? What did he do? What did I do? What? How did this person look? Past? Or in the future? Oh, I plan to do this and this and this and this. I have to learn this, my God, for the university. Examine in the university. I have not studied. You know, I must tell you something about the Radha Desh College. I always give japa retreats for the students of the Radha Desh College, but there is never a student present. Why? Because they have examinations, and they have not done their homework, and therefore they think, okay, the japa retreat, we don't get marks. That's the only time we have. You know, they have the whole year free, but they are always too late to give their work, their writing work. Away, and like I'm powerless, but I have decided to give them marks. Maybe then they come. So, my dear devotees, let us not be like you know, like students who don't pay attention to the course of chanting. It's the most important thing we can do, to chant attentively our rounds and to learn that. Because, as we hear from the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, when it's done attentively, you get the most wonderful treasure you can imagine, love of God into your heart. So now we will do something. We will chant together and we will focus our mind on one mantra. That means we are not going with our mind anywhere else than staying in this mantra. When a thought comes, what do we do? Yeah. Nothing. Let it pass. We are like a mountain. We are like a mountain, and our thoughts are like passing flies. Oh, I was thinking of clouds, but yes, flies. Not important, you know. And we will not think about the next mantra, and also not the mantra which was before. Where are we? In the present. You have learned everything. You were in the Japa retreat. You used your brain. Wonderful. No, this is exactly the exercise. What is your name, Prabhu? Jagannath Kirtananda Prabhu. What Jagannath Kirtananda Prabhu has said is very profound. He said, we are not in the past, we are not in the future, we are in the present. Jagannath Kirtananda Prabhu, I will give you a sweet when I have one. No, it's so profound what our Prabhu said. You know, to be in the present, to be present in the presence. That's the greatest present. To be absolutely present. Only one mantra. When you are with Hare, where is your mind? Hare. Yeah. When you chant Krishna, where is your mind? You are knowing everything. So, but to do this is now very important. Sit tall. Sit properly. I will chant one time alone and make a demonstration of a chanter. Do you have japa malas with you? Yeah. Those who have a japa mala, please take your japa mala. But those who don't have, absolutely no problem, because your task will be to concentrate on the mantra. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh my God, I have to really think about what I'm going to eat in the evening. No, oh, sorry. You know, my mind was coming. So again, let me start again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Now I'm thinking of Krishna, Krishna. I'm again thinking of Krishna. I'm really connecting my mind. It's actually a connection. I'm listening. Hare, Hare. I'm really connecting with Hare, Hare. I'm really connecting. It's about connection, huh? Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Oh, I'm, I couldn't sleep last night very well. No need to think like this. I'm really now with Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Connect with the sound. Continue. Nama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. The chanting is like a river. Enter the river with your mind. Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Concentrate more. Na Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Very good. I'm very satisfied with you. You're really, you know, we give these Japa and Kirtan retreats all over the world, and it's usually difficult to enter, but you are really, I'm surprised, really, because I know some of you must be tired, and now to meditate, ooh, this is difficult, but you're doing well. Now we come to the main point. We have learned about what dimension? Yes, that comes into the physical dimension. Yes, but it's correct. The listening to the sound is in that department, so to say. We have learned about the second dimension, the dimension of the mind. The most important point here was attention. Yes, now what do you remember? The third dimension of chanting? Heart, yes. I wanted to read this to you, but I forgot it. Prabhupada gave this beautiful article, which is in the book which you will be given today as a present, on chanting. It's called On Chanting. Sorry? Chant and Be Happy. It's called Chant and Be Happy. No? It is a present for you, free. You will get it. Yeah? Krishna's mercy. So, there Prabhupada tells us, there's an article, and you will hear about this a little bit more in my other lectures, in my lecture this evening. There's an article where Prabhupada says, chanting should be done like a child crying for his mother. Have you ever seen children crying for their mothers? You have? Most probably you have done it also when you were small. Yes. there are two types of crying. It's like, and the child does all kinds of things like drinking. But then there is something like a heartfelt crying, you know. Mama! I can't do it so well, but something, I think it's a little bit more, you know, it really comes from the heart. What do you think will the mother do when the child is just crying, you know? Then the mother will say, I don't need to come. But when the child goes like, Mama! If it comes from the area of the heart, the mother, everything, she puts aside and she goes like, vroom, to the child, like a lightning flash. So Krishna comes also to a devotee who chants in a heartfelt way. He doesn't come necessarily when you just chant in an absent-minded way and in a not focused way, but he comes when you chant in a heartfelt way. Who of you has ever chanted in a heartfelt way? I think when we are in misery, we do that, isn't it? And have you noted how after some time you feel pacified? You have noted that? Because Krishna has come. Yes. But don't always wait before you are in absolute misery, before you chant in a heartfelt way. You can learn this now. You can learn this by chanting, for instance, prayers before you chant. Here's a wonderful prayer of Haridas Thakur. Who of you knows who is Haridas Thakur? Not so many. No problem. Who does not know who is Haridas Thakur? You. And who is sleeping at the moment? Please pay attention. It's important. Haridas Thakur is a great, great personality who is called the Namacharya, the great teacher of chanting. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya
Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Haridas Thakur.
Haridas
Thakur. Wonderful. He has given a wonderful prayer. It goes like this. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and I beg you. You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. My Lord, you have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly consider me one of those you intended to bless. I am the most lowly from London. No, this is not. Whereas you are committed to uplifting the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen. O Lord, Be merciful. And appear on my tongue. In your holy name. I beg you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I now request you to please turn in the direction of the deities, Shri Radha Govinda Chandra, and then address them in a very prayerful mood, placing now Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, prayerful, Ma Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha, Govinda Chandra Radha, Govinda Chandra Radha, Govinda Chandra Radha, Radha Govinda Chandra, Radha Govinda Chandra, Radha Govinda Chandra, Radha Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go Premanandi, Hare 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 Bo.
I want to congratulate you. You did excellently well, but now comes the real task. During this Kirtan Fiesta, we will chant very often and very much, and I request you to apply what you have learned. First is the physical dimension, where you either sit and do japa. Or what else do you do? Dance elegantly or energetically, like our Jagannath Kirtan Full Samadhi Prabhu does. Huh? Be there, you know, chant or dance energetically as an offering to Krishna. On that level, it's very important to what? Listen to the sound, yes. Then comes the next dimension, the dimension with your mind. Be fully present. That means be fully attentive. Attenzione, yes. How do we say attention in Spanish language? Attention, very simple. I know one new word. Yes. So full attention, you know, this is what it means. Full attention, and it means really be present, connect. If you learn that, your whole life will change. But if you don't learn this, you will be very spaced out throughout the whole life, like most of us are. You know, be present to what you do. Laser mind. One mantra at a time. You can do that. Don't think of the past and the present. Don't think of the past or the future. Be present in the presence. Very good. And then the heart. What should we do? Bring some feeling, huh? Prayerful chanting. So these three simple things I wanted to teach you. Please apply it I will remind you one more time, maybe this evening, and then I expect that you all become 100% good chanters. I will watch you, how you did, and I will maybe give you some more tips and advices. For those of you who are interested, we are a team, the Vedic Way team. Gaurahari is in that Vedic Way team, and Banu Nandini also. And you can approach them during the festival if something was not clear to you or if you want to go deeper. We also have a training newsletter called Amritavani, The Voice of Eternity. It's really good. You can get this for free so that you can go deeper in the chanting. And there are many things, but I don't want to tell you all the things. I just want to stay for the Japa and Kirtan workshop. Also, I strongly recommend you, if you have time in the future for your eternal life, come to one Japa and Kirtan retreat. You can see they are announced all over, especially on our webpage, the Kirtan retreat. Yes, you can type that in and it comes. For now, I would like to take questions and so on, but we are 7 minutes overtime, and that's totally atypical for a German, so I have to stop here. Thank you once again so very much, and I hope to be able to serve you during the whole festival. All the best for you, and Hare Krishna. Gaura Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol. Thank you, Prabhu.
One question. Would you like?